We're in Simin Reish Beis, the halacha of Birkas HaPeres, and we are up to Sif Beis. HaBoser. The name of Sif Beis is Boser, which is unripe grape. Kol Zman Shlo Higia L'Kaful HaLavan. Chazal say that so long as it did not reach the size of a white bean, Mevarach Halav Borei Pri HaAdama, it is considered unripe fruit. It is called Lav Iker Pri, and it goes down one level, and it becomes Borei Pri HaAdama. This is a rule we will see throughout the Sif, the Simen, and that is, anytime we will call something Lav Iker Pri, it grows on a tree and it's Lav Iker Pri, it goes down to a Borei Pri HaAdama. What is our first example of Lav Iker Pri, unripe fruit? The one case that we have here is the unripe grape. Until it reaches the size of a white bean, it is Lav Iker Pri and Borei Pri HaAdama. Umikeshehu Kapul HaLavan Ve'elach. Once the grapes have reached the size of a pul halavan, mavarchala barei priya eitz. There, the bracha you make on it is barei priya eitz. Says the mechaber, umitoch shalo nodalanu shir pul halavan. Since we don't really know exactly which white bean chazal we're talking about, so we don't really know what size this is. Laola mavarch barei priya adama chia gadol biyoser. You're better off saying a barei priya adama until it really looks like a fully grown grape. Why Borei Pri Adama? Because if you say Adama on an Eitz, you're Yotza, but if you say an Eitz on an Adama, you're not Yotza. Now this would sound like, even in the case of something that grows on a tree, it's just Lav Iker Pri, if you say an Eitz on it, you're not Yotza. We will later find in a different simen that is not so pashit. It may be that since it grows on a tree, even though it's Lav Iker Pri, you will still be Yotza with a Borei Pri Eitz. The mashmas here, though, is that you're not Yotza. Otherwise, why are we being told to say a Borei Pri HaAdama bedafka? Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is all good for Bracha Rishona. What do you do for Bracha Achrona? Let's say you just ate a whole cluster of grapes that are not very big. What Bracha Achrona are you going to make on them? The Mechaber is holding that this is a suffix if it's an Iker Pri or Lav Iker Pri. Bari Nefashis will not be Motzi if it was supposed to be Al Ha'etz. Al Ha'etz will not be Motzi if it's supposed to be Bari Nefashis. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah does not have an answer. He tells you, don't eat a shear of this. It means until the grapes are fully grown, it is not right to go ahead and eat a shear, because then you can't make a Bracha Achrona, because we don't know which Bracha Achrona to make. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out something else. I pointed out that the name of this sif was HaBoser. Boser is the unripe grape. What happens if the grape looks fully ripe? For example, it's already translucent. You can see the pit. You can see the grape seed inside it. And we know that when grapes are very ripe, then they become translucent. Or it looks like a ripe grape. It just happens to be a small-sized grape. What's the din there? Says the Mishnah Berurah, there you don't need a pul halavan. And once again, the reasoning... Pul HaLavan is the shir Chazal gave us for Boser. This is not Boser yet. This is not Boser. This is a fully ripe grape. It doesn't need a shir. Further, so far, the Boser Halacha of Lav Iker Pri, where it's Adama, was said only in the grape. Ushar Kola Ilan. What's with all other fruit? What's with all other trees? Mishiyotziu Pri Mevarchen LaBorei Pri Ha'etz. The halacha is there is no minimum size for fruit to be considered fully grown for all other fruits. Ubilvat shelo ye mar o ofetz biyoser, so long as it is not bitter or sour to the extent at she'en aroy la'achila afila ayde adchak, until one would not even eat it if he were hungry. Da'oz ein mevarchen olav klal, because then it gets no bracha. We're not talking about someone eating it for pikuach nefesh. We're talking about if someone's hungry, this is all he had, he still wouldn't eat this. Now, the Mechaber is telling us that if something is ein aroy l'achila afilu al yedei adchak, it gets no bracha whatsoever. The mashmas of the Mechaber is that if it's roy l'achila al yedei adchak, it gets its rightful bracha. It gets a borei pri ha'etz. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Chayadam and the Olos Ephraim disagree with this, and they say that if something is only Nechol al Yedei Adchak, it is bad fruit, and its bracha is Shahakol. It loses its specialty. So that the halacha is like this. Something that is Nechol, that is not even Nechol al Yedei Adchak, gets no bracha. If it's Nechal Ayidei Adchak, the Mechaber holds eights, the Chayadim, the Olos Ephraim, hold it at Shahakol. What happens if you took something that was not Roy Lachila and made it Roy Lachila? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it loses its bracha, it lost its bracha altogether when it was Eina Roy Lachila. When you made it Roy Lachila, it becomes Shahakol only. It's like a synthetic food. In the case of something that was Roy Ayidei Adchak, where the Chayadim, the Olos Ephraim, tell us that the bracha on it is Shahakol, if you make that taste good, where it's now Nechal Lechatchila, this would become Barei Priya Eitz. Meaning, if it was totally inedible, it lost the Shem Pri altogether. So when you enhance it, you're creating it in its Shahakol. Whereas, where it was just Nechal Ayidei Adchak, and the Chayadim and Olos Ephraim tell you to make a Shahakol, that's because it's a bad Pri, but it's a Pri. If you then transform it back into being a good Pri, its bracha is Barei Pri Ha'etz. Now, so far, we've been going with the Mechaber Shita, that there is no Boser Halacha of Lavik or Pri for unripe fruit unless you're dealing with the grape. That's the only case. The Ramah adds two other cases. Hagavi Yeshomim, Dal Charuvim Meinim Avarach Bar Priya Eitz, Ad Shiyarabem Kemin Shar Sharol Shal Charuvim, that the only time that you'll say a Bar Priya Eitz on Karab is when it starts looking chain-like. V'chein Bezeisim Ad Shiyigdal Hanetz Svivam. And in the case of the olive, it's got this little ring that grows around it, a little flower, until that grows, something that looks flower-like. Before that, you say a Barei Pri Adama. Now, where did these come from? The truth is that the Mechaber and the Ramah are basically the same Shita. And that is that we find in Hilchos Shviyos and Shemitah that you're not allowed to ruin fruit. But if something is not yet fruit, you're allowed to ruin it. What is the shear? So it says there that in the case of the grape, it's the shear of Boser. In the case of the carob and the olive, the shiurim that the Ramah mentions here. Whereas all other trees, the smallest size fruit is already considered food, and there's an isser hefsid, you couldn't cut it off in a way, you couldn't take it off the tree in a way that it's going to stop growing, and then you won't be able to eat it. The Mechaber and the Ramah both seem to see that as the source to the din of boser to make it ikur pri. Once it's considered pri for Shemitah, it is considered ikur pri, and you say borei pri ha'etz. The Gra is cholik on them. The Gra and the Panamiras hold that the place to look is Masechtas Maisris, when it is Higia La'onis HaMaisris, when it's considered fully grown for one to be Chayev in Maiser. Because in Shviyas we're dealing even with a potential fruit. It's just that smaller than that, it's not even a potential fruit, it's a piece of wood. Whereas in Maisris we're talking about an actual fruit. And the Panamiris and the Gra hold that the stage at which you say a Barei Priya Eitz is when it's an actual fruit. So the Mishnah Berurah sends you to the Rambam in Hilchos Maisris to know when something is Higia La'onis HaMaisris, and at that point you say a Barei Priya Eitz. If somebody does not want to worry about the Gra and the Panamiris and is willing to say a Barei Priya Eitz on fruit that has not been Higia La'onis HaMaisris, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Limchos. He's allowed to rely on the Mechaber. But if that fruit is also bitter or sour, where the Mechaber sheet is that it's still Ha'etz, that far the Mishnah Berurah doesn't allow you to go. So all in all, what we have in this Sif was, first of all, the Den of Lav Iker Pri. Something that grows on a tree but is not the Iker Pri goes down one level and it becomes Adama. What is that? Unripe fruit. However, the Mechaber applies it only to grape. The Ramah applies it also to carob and olive. All three of them do not apply it to any other both of them do not apply it to any other fruit. The Gra and the Panamiris say any fruit that is not Higia La'onis HaMaisris, is not fully grown to be Chayev in Maiser, that would be a Barei Pri Adama. In all cases, if the fruit is inedible, if it's too sour or bitter, everyone agrees it gets no bracha. If it is edible Ayidei Adchak, the Mechaber holds its eights, whereas the Chayadim, the Olos Ephraim, would say that it's bracha shakol. If you take something that's totally inedible and make it edible, by cooking it or roasting it, it's bracha at that point is shakol. Something that is edible Ayidei Adchak, even according to the Chayadim and the Olos Ephraim, if you make it good, its bracha will be borei pri ha'etz.